What did we say at the start?
It's Bosch and
Marsh. It's Bosch and Marsh, back for another episode.
It's been a solid, 3 months since we last did one.
Yeah, but don't worry, because Bosch said that he talked to Seth on the phone today, so he has quite a bit of new content.
Yeah, we got plenty to talk about. We'll hit in 8 minutes.
I don't know, we might be able to go for nine.
Without pauses, I don't know, we'll probably still conk out, 3 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway. One of the big things is that Scott specifically requested a podcast.
Yeah.
So I think we're dedicating this one to him.
I think we talked about him in the last podcast. So
I think we did.
You guys probably won't remember that one because it was last year. But anyway, we went and stayed with Scott for a couple days.
It was pretty nice.
Last time we did it was the beach. What happened in June? Let's do a quick recap of our summer.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. It's been the whole summer.
Since it has been the whole summer. Okay, June. What did we do in June? We went to King's Dominion in June.
I thought that was July.
No, I think it was June 20-something. Yeah, it was definitely June.
Okay.
We went to King's Dominion.
We went to King's Dominion at some point over the summer.
It may have been in June. Maybe not. I'm about to find out.
While he's finding out, I'll give you the first segment of Seth's conversation. Seth got a haircut a couple days ago, and it's really short, and he looks like Kim Jong-un. So, if you guys want, maybe I'll put that on the Instagram post, because I got a cool screenshot.
Oh, you have a screenshot?
So Seth is a dictator now. He probably won't listen to this because he's a fake friend.
Oh, no. We went on July 1st.
That's what I said. Went to King's Dominion on July 1st.
I feel like we did something in June out of the ordinary. Was King's Dominion the first big thing we did this summer?
Or we went to Florida the end of May.
Florida end of May.
What did we do between Florida and...
I think we all just worked like bosses.
Well, I went to the beach with the family.
True, you were gone for a while.
I went to the beach with family. We worked a lot. Yeah, everybody worked. Just worked a lot and whatnot.
Yeah. Just worked a lot. Oh, no, we went to, Howie and I went with Scott on his family vacation.
Oh, yeah, you guys did another vacation with Scott.
Yeah. Okay, so then July we did...
Amanda.
July we did King's Dominion.
Right.
We did something else in July, too. Well, it was at the end of the July that we went to Scott's house. That was July and August.
There's definitely other stuff in between, because I remember we were...
I don't think we did anything in between.
No, that was also King's Dominion. I was in Charlottesville for a few days.
Yeah, you were. Simping.
I feel like I went traveling. Didn't we go somewhere else? We went to NARS a few times.
We've been to NARS quite a few times. NARS in West Virginia, kind of where it's at. Follow us on Snapchat to see those pictures on our stories.
Follow us on Snapchat.
Hey, I'm no technological wizard.
Let's see. What else is... It's August, right?
It's August now.
School will start soon.
Marsh quit his job.
I can talk about it. You quit your job. I still have the same job.
Oh, hold on. Hey, special guest wants to be on our podcast.
Oh.
Hey, Amanda, you want to be in our podcast? We're currently recording.
Well...
Yeah, we're working on it right now. Anything you want to say to our listeners? This one's dedicated to Scott.
Wait, what did she say? Can we not dedicate it to Scott? That feels so weird.
Okay, this one's not dedicated.
We need motivation for gym time.
Did you hear that, guys? We are Amanda's motivation during her gym time.
What do they want? Pictures of our muscles to get
That's true. Really get them
to get bigger or whatever?
yeah, that's true.
We could look like that if we grind today.
That's true. Amanda's making cake tonight.
If you listen to this episode in time, that means you're a real fan and you can come have cake tonight. Why don't I say that?
Because I want all the cake.
Oh. All right, well, they hung up. Snapchat from Claire. All right, well, we're not running out of content. That was our summer recap. Josh Bird and Ben Bird have both been kind of begging for a podcast, which we felt bad about not providing one, but we're very busy chaps and we're also lazy. However, we're providing one today, Josh. This one's for you. We're not letting you down like Kanye did, not twice anyway. Pop Smoke dropped an album. That was pretty big time.
The big news is that Seth comes back on Saturday.
Seth comes back on Saturday.
We're very excited. I'm going to go to Walmart with him. He specially requested. Are you coming with us?
Yeah, I was going to try and get Grandpa's truck to help him haul stuff.
Cool. So
we'll do that.
If we have the Grandpa's truck, my truck, and Howie's, we'll be solid.
We'll be rolling. Seth's back on Saturday. What did Seth say today? Something about some. Oh, my voice cracks. Something about somebody's girlfriend breaking their foot on a door. Ooh, a Snapchat from Bryce. Shout out, Bryce.
We've got school starting in 2 weeks.
You already said that. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to it though, because I'm not going to have classes on Thursdays.
That's true.
So that's going to be sick.
No class on Thursday.
And nothing past like 2 or something.
Mm-hmm. If anyone needs any contracting done, shout out to Marsh. He'll get it done.
Marsh will get it done. Marsh has been getting it done. I think I've spent like a grand on Chipotle this summer.
No, you've spent more than a grand. You've spent close to 2 or 3 thousand.
Nah, I don't. I hope not.
I went to Chipotle tonight. It was super cute.
Yeah, I'm going once we finish this.
Yeah, I'm going with you.
Good. We were discussing Michael J. Kruger's book called Surviving Religion 101, Letters to a Christian Student on Keeping the Faith in College. If you want to give it a read, hit me up. I'll send it to you for a small fee. It's probably bad. I shouldn't charge for Christian books.
Probably true. No, we could write a book. We could charge for that.
We could write a Christian book.
No, I don't know how well we would do writing a Christian book. No, we could write a book.
We could write one on keeping the faith in the, you know, very worldly environment of podcasting.
That's true.
Because we're experts on that.
That is true.
I don't know. I think, well, any book we write is just going to be nonsense.
That's true. We aren't very good writers. No, plus
we'll probably, like, we'd send it to, like, publishers or something. They'd be like, all right, have it written by December 19th, and we'd write it on, like, the 18th. It'd just be a lot of numbers.
It's more like a pamphlet.
It's like a
double-spaced.
Double-spaced pamphlet. Like, you said 300 pages. I'm supposed sorry. To sell this.
I thought you said 300 words.
That'll be us.
Let's see. Oh, Josh Bird, we got a shout out from our campus minister. Said that you said that we're bunch of homies.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Josh better be showing up to RUF this year. If you guys go to RUF and you know Josh Bird, well, you probably, I don't know how many people do. Anyway.
Everyone knows Josh
Bird. Everybody doesn't know Josh Bird, but Josh Bird's going to come to RUF. And RUF's going to be inside this year until everything gets shut down again. And we all have to get 10 vaccines each.
I was pulling out some insulation today, and something about that stuff. You couldn't smell it, but like there was some sort of dust getting in my lungs, and it was like making me gag. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to come out with the new variant because of that stuff. I think it'll be called the Marsh variant.
Oh, boy. That's kind of neat. You know you're not supposed to breathe that in.
Yeah, but there's not really much you can do. You got to breathe.
Well, so you were doing demo today. I got hit with a hurricane today at work.
That's kind of cute. Did it feel good?
That was a good time. Did it feel good?
Really?
Uh-huh. What else? What else? What else?
At this point, during your workout, Amanda and Lauren, please text us and let us know how inspirational
we're being. Did they want the podcast for inspiration?
Yeah, they wanted it for inspiration during the workout. You didn't catch that.
No, I was trying to figure out what they wanted inspiration from us for.
I mean...
Well, this is some poor motivation. We should...
All right. Drop and give me 50 push-ups on the beat. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. That wasn't very funny.
That was like 6 push-ups.
I'm not going to count to 50 by twos.
Okay.
Have we run out
of content? Made it to 9 minutes.
We did say we were going to make it to 9 minutes, didn't we? I think it was a pretty solid podcast.
It's been like 3 months.
It has been 3 months.
Just Ruben, think of something stupid that
Ruben
did.
Texted me a while back asking for a new podcast.
Oh,
so shout out to Ruben. This one's for you, buddy.
I'll tell you later. What's something stupid we did?
What's something stupid that Kyle has done? More like...
Okay, let's talk about Kyle.
Kyle's feeling good and doing well. She had a movie night with her dad last night.
That's neat.
Dingo's over here making me laugh.
We could start a YouTube channel.
We should start a YouTube channel. Remember, we had our first vlog. Matthew Simonis. Shout out to Matthew Simonis. This one's for you.
Yeah, he said he was going to edit that junk, and he never even sent it to us.
Hey, Simones, Matthew Simmons, will you please get that edited and sent over to us? Because it was super cute. We kind of needed it.
Deleted it.
Oh, I broke my phone.
You broke your phone and your car and your computer and everything.
And somebody backed into my truck.
You bought a truck since we last did a podcast.
Oh, true. I bought a truck.
Yeah.
It's super awesome.
It is a pretty cool truck.
Picks up all the ladies like no one's business. Actually, that's kind of a lie, but it picks up Jack, and that's really all that matters.
I mean, that's kind of a lie. How many ladies have you picked up?
Zero.
That's what I thought.
So it was a lie? You're saying take out the kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you picked up like half of one.
No. I mean, I consider Howie to be half a lady.
Yeah, Howie's a little wuss.
He stubbed his toe today and started to cry.
I bet. Yesterday I was pulling a piece of rebar and it got hung on something on the ground and I kept yanking it and it like whipped into Eli's ankle. He like dropped. It was funny.
Shout out to Eli. Eli, this one's for you.
Claire says the weather today is perfect October weather. That is perfect weather. I like fall weather best, I think. Like when it's just like crisp enough for a sweatshirt or whatever.
Wear a sweatshirt, but you aren't like aren't hot in it at all. I mean,
those are my like my favorite like times like outside RUF. I think when it's just cool out and like I don't know, just like the best time.
I mean, you and I are always hot, but so we bring the we can kind of bring to the heat. Global warming.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
I hope that no one over the age of 25 ever listens to things we say.
Yeah, half of our listening is like age 45 to 60. We have like two listeners on our age group.
You know that's just Mrs. Schmidt.
Mrs. Schmidt is not 60.
She's not 60.
She's going to murder you for saying that.
No.
We were supposed to go line dancing with them, but then Mrs. Briz canceled after giving us a hard time for not being there.
Yeah, it's true. And then tried to reschedule, but we already had made plans.
For shame. We already did make plans. We make quick plans.
I always have plans.
Really? Do you guys hear any trickling in the background? That's my fish tank. Not, well, we're peeing too, but you probably just hear the fish tank.
I think that's about it.
This feels really pitiful.
I mean, we are kind of pitiful.
We could have come up with some better content.
Next time we should plan ahead.
No.
Good point, because the miracles always tell us to plan ahead.
It wouldn't be a Bosch and Marsh podcast thing. You bought them a stove.
Okay, yeah, so this is... I was kind of proud of this, right? So Ann and Amanda say they'll both make me one meal a week for the next year if I buy them a stove.
Did they really say a year?
Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a pretty good financial decision there. I'm not going to disclose the amount that I bought the stove for.
It was $1,600.
It was $1,600.
Just kidding.
Already the stove's kind of paying for itself, so I'm pretty happy with my decision there.
I would be too.
I'll buy you a stove if you'll make me two meals a week.
No.
No?
I don't need a stove.
Really?
Really.
Why not?
Because I'm so hot, I cook my own food.
True.
And global warming.
Global warming, which we contribute to.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there. To clarify.
To clarify. Oh,
see what I did there?
Nice.
Yeah.
Explain to our listeners what that means.
Since you guys are still learning... Did you see what I did there?
Nice.
Yeah. To clarify, we're really referring to Claire. And, you know, clarify, so if you see what I did there...
It's a play on words.
It's a play on words.
Using her name.
Using her name. And then we also do it with learn. So if I say, yo, Jack, I'm learning, he'll go like, ah, I see what you did there. Another play on words.
We're smart.
Amanda and Learn, see what I did there,
nice.
Are getting jacked right now. Oh, did you see what I did there?
Yeah, that was good. They wish they were getting jacked.
To clarify,
all right, that's probably good.
I'll make sure that probably I get the point across. Point across, because I want them to learn. Oh, geez, see what I did there.
Yeah, that's Bosch
and Marsh sending off.
Wait, oh, it was 420 if I had hit stop right then.
Oh, that's too bad.